This is KDRT 95.7 FM, Davis, California. Welcome. This is the Cowboy Track Show on KDRT 95.7 FM. I'm your host, Nancy Flagg, bringing you real Western music, cowboy poetry, and Western swing. Today's show is called Back in the Saddle, and I named it after the song made famous by singing cowboy Gene Autry back in 1939. So we opened the show with a version of that song. This was done by Squeak Steele on Old West Saloon Piano. And so now we will move on with the show. We're going to start off today with Trinity Seely, Get Back On Again and Ride.
Life that we've chose, it's taken us down long and dusty roads. We're not quitters, criers, squeaky wheels or whiners. We just get back on again and ride from camp to camp, home to home, like traveling gypsies. Western skies take me home. Across her landscapes we ride. We find ourselves deeper we get. Sometimes searching, sometimes finding what we came to. Western skies take me home. Across her landscapes we ride. We find ourselves deeper we get. Sometimes searching, sometimes finding.
Trinity Seely. I want to welcome all you listeners, whether it's your first time here or whether you're a regular listener. We're all about Western music and cowboy poetry on this show, Cowboy Tracks. We're going to move on into a number by the Texas Trio, Concho Valley Ride.
I want to, here we go. Through the Lone Star State, it won't be long, and I just can't wait. We're going out here, gonna play some jive with some friends that we used to know in a little place called San Angelo. We take the Concho Valley ride. Folks out there will treat you like a king. And if you have never been there, then you won't know what I mean. You never know what you're gonna get, but I promise that you won't regret taking the Concho Valley ride. Look out.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Megan Clarice with Copper and Quartz. You know, up next we're going to hear Andy Hedges, and he's a folklorist and cowboy singer from Texas. His song called The Westerner sets music to 20th century cowboy poet Charles Badger Clark's words. Did that make sense? Charles Badger Clark wrote this poem in the early 20th century, and Andy Hedges is it. Music to it. It's an unsentimental view of cowboy life. And we'll hear that. And then we will follow up with Jesse Veeder's lament, Are There Any More Real Cowboys?
My fathers sleep on the sunrise plains, and each one sleeps alone. Their trails may dim through the grass and rains, for I choose to make my own. I lay proud claim to their blood and name, but I lean on no dead kin. My name is mine for the praise or scorn, and the world began when I was born. And the world is mine to win. I waste no thought on my neighbor's birth or the way he makes his prayer. I grant him a free man's room on earth if his game is only square. While he plays it straight, I'll call him friend. If he cheats, drop him flat. Old class and rank are a worn out lie. For all clean men are as good as I. And a king is only that. Tender haze, and the sunset seas are gray. But I stand here where the bright skies blaze over me and the big today. What good to me is a vague maybe or a mournful was born, and the world is mine to win.
Are there any more real cowboys left out in these hills? Will the fire hit the iron one more time? And will one more dusty pickup come rolling down the road with a load of feed before the sun gets high? Well, I hope that working cowboy never dies. Not the one who was snorting cocaine when the honky-tonks all closed, but the one who prays for more rain. Heaven knows that the good feed brings the money, and the money buys the clothes. Not some diamond sequins shining on TV, but the kind of working cowboy really needs. Are there any more country families still working hand in hand, trying hard to stay together and make a stand? While the rows and rows of houses come creeping upon the land, where the cattle graze and an old gray barn still stands, are there any more real cowboys in this land? In these hills, will the fire hit the iron one more time? And will one more dusty pickup come rolling down the road with a load of feed before the sun gets high? Well, I hope that working cowboy never dies.
I wish I could have seen it. From the deck of the San Carlos in that time so long ago, this land they called California, the land of the Hidalgos. Through the eyes of Father Sarah, riding on the El Camino Real, the tule fog of the San Joaquin, the mission at San Rafael, the mustard fields of the Presidio, the pounding surf at Refugio Bay, the snow-capped Sierra Nevada, the sunken gardens of San Luis Rey. I wish I could have seen it. This land they called Del Oro, made grand by the chaff of the court of Spain, where the seeds of Western freedom were casually strewn upon a willing plain. The bells of San Diego de Alcalde, the cattle on a thousand hills, the mighty Sacramento flowing to where its delta water spills, the coastal range of pines and promise, the barranca where the black panther calls, and the wild bougainvillea climbing sun-baked adobe walls. I wish I could have seen it. Big Sur in all its glory, the twisted pines of Monterey, the wailing hordes of sea lions on the rocks of Morro Bay, the caballos del sueño, the silver flash of the proud vaquero, señoritas of the manilla and comb, and quiet nights and guitars on the patio. I wish I could have seen it. But perhaps it isn't gone, for I know these things because I have been there, and they live in my heart today, and in daydreams and in memories, they will never fade away. On a moonlit night, if you close your eyes just a little bit and stare seaward from a rugged San Pedro hill, you just might see a Spanish galleon's ghostly sails fluttering there still. And you can still ride from Baja to Alta California, from Rancho to Pueblo, and feel the history at your feet, and hear the old songs of the people and the promise on Alvera Street. And the swallows still welcome the faithful back to worship at Mission San Juan Capistrano. And the Tejon brand still marks the cattle as it did so long ago. It is here in the fiestas and in sunsets on the beach. It's here of thoughts of gold and them thar hills. It's not beyond your reach. It's called California. And it was and is a promise and a challenge for those who have the will to make a brand new start. California. It's what dreams are made of, history and myth and heart. And I see it now and in that time. El gusto es mío, mi amigo. The pleasure is all mine.
That very evocative poem was given to us by Larry Maurice from his album, I Wish I Could Have Seen It. Well, here's a lighter piece by Patty Clayton. It's called A Straddle, A Saddle.
Light and merry under stars so bright, as our pony lopes along the trail, you can hear the distant coyotes wail. Let's straddle a saddle underneath the Colorado moon. We can ride through the mountains, catch the changing of the aspen turning green to gold in the night. Right, they shimmer and they glimmer. It's something to behold. You can feel the change in the summer air as we ride on through the night so fair. Let's straddle the saddle underneath the Colorado moon. If it gets a little nippy, we can sip a little whiskey, set our cheeks aglow. We can build a little fire, sit and watch the flames get higher till we're warmed up to the bone. Then we'll a-straddle, a-saddle, and skedaddle off together through the starry night. And just keep on a-riding till we see the sun arising in the early morning light. There's no need for us to count the miles. All we need's to see each other smile. Let's a-straddle, a-saddle underneath the Colorado moon. We can sip a little whiskey, set our cheeks aglow. We can build a little fire, sit and watch the flames get higher till we're warmed up to the bone. Then we'll a-straddle, a-saddle, and skedaddle off together through the starry night. And just keep on a-riding till we see the sun arising in the early morning light. There's no need for us to count the miles. All we need's to see each other smile. Let's straddle a saddle underneath the Colorado moon. Let's straddle a saddle underneath the Colorado moon. Let's straddle a saddle and skedaddle underneath the Colorado moon.
Trying to make a go in this desert sand. It may not seem like much, but those cows, they wear our brand. Praying for just a little rain to get us by. Waiting on that promise from the sky. There's a storm out on the mountain now. We could sure use a little rain. Cause water means life through this high desert plain. She knew it wouldn't be easy, but she loved me anyway. Now we work this place together, determined to make it pay. I can hear the far-off thunder, lightning flashes in between. And if that storm don't weaken, it's gonna turn this desert green. There's a storm out on the mountain now. We could sure use a little rain. Cause water means life to this high desert plain. So keep your slicker handy. It's gonna get wet around here. The oils will soon be running, so you better stay clear. Cause that storm came off the mountain, gonna bring us a little rain. God's love raining down on this high desert plain. Bringing new life to this high desert plain. For me and my wife out on this high desert plain.
That was Doug Figs with Storm on the Mountain. I was just noticing the bass in the background there, really well done, as well as the entire song itself and the vocals as well. This is KDRT 95.7 FM, Davis, California, and you're listening to the Cowboy Track Show. There's a committee called STAKE, the Short-Term Emergency Aid Committee, STEAC, who provides immediate aid to low-income individuals and families in Yolo County. Services include help with food, rent, utilities, and job readiness. For assistance or to offer your support, visit steac.org. There is a foster-based rescue in Davis called Hearts for Paws, and they work to save dogs and cats from overcrowded shelters throughout the state. To learn about adoption opportunities, foster a pet in need, to volunteer or support the cause, visit heartforpawsrescue.com. And paws is spelled P-A-W-S, that kind of paws. This next song is by a group called Gone with the West, and the song is Colorado Cowboy.
He's up by dawn, cold saddle on, bacon and black coffee. They hit the trail, the sky gets pale, leather squeaks as they're trotting.
It's branding day, hear the cow boss say, go gather the back 500. Ride in teams through the washes and the trees, bring them all in, don't leave none.
Oh, he rides to the cactus to his knee. Trot, the trail he rides is rough and steep. The Colorado cowboy, wild and free. In the heat of the day, SWAT flies away, breathing dust through his bandana. Gotta take it slow, the cattle low, little calves are falling behind.
Let him settle down in the yoke corral. Babies find their mamas, keep the fire stoked, twirl them ropes and bring a calf out real easy.
Oh, he rides to the cactus to his knee, rattlesnake coiled at the bottom of the tree, no fresh water as far as he can see. Just dust and sweat and the jerk of the trot, the trail he rides is rough and steep. The Colorado cowboy,
down the line, throw him on his side, grit your teeth and hold him steady. Make the bulls and the steers tag their ears, burn the brand and send them trotting.
At the end of the day, put the horses away, laugh around the cook fire, gaze at the stars, pick guitars, sing about the cowboy way. Trot, trail he rides is rough and steep.
the Colorado Cowboy, wild and free.
Crazy Place Called Texas. That was Anderson Rose, who I haven't played on the show before. It's a good song, though. Good number. Well, if you're a regular listener, I'll bet you've heard this next one that I play regularly. It's the Tallgrass Express String Band, Wearing Our Cowboy Boots.
Far from city streets, you can see a fashion statement on everybody's feet. The toes are round or pointed, heels are low or high. The tops provide protection, but that ain't the reason why. We just feel better when we're wearing our cowboy boots. We wear them riding pastures, out to fix the fence. We wear them to the rodeo and after to the dance. They're great on girls in dresses and many fancy suits. Why wear a pair of shoes when you could wear a pair of boots? You just feel better when you're wearing your cowboy boots. Did you know that in Wyoming there's a cowboy boot museum in every style and color lined up so you can see them? There's boots with fancy inlay, eagles and of hearts. From Mexico to Texas, each one's a work of art. Western Kansas, on the trail to Santa Fe, the town of Old Dodge City goes back to frontier days. And right outside of town there is a hill named after Boots, where lawmen buried outlaws, the poor and destitute who met their maker still wearing their cowboy boots. A hustler or a loser, real thing or a dude, you can tell a lot about a man from looking at his boots. Plain or fancy stitching, brand new soles are worn, or working boots or dressy, leather smooth or torn. Take me back to days of Raw and Gene, excitement and adventure in a wild western scene, where cowboys and vaqueros chase outlaws with their loot, and every single one has on a pair of awesome boots. They just feel better when they're wearing their cowboy boots. We just feel better when we're wearing our cowboy boots.
Mexico, where the bad men are, there's nothing to guide you but the evening star. The roughest, toughest man by far was Ragtime Cowboy Joe. He got his name from singing to the cows and sheep. At night, they say, he put the herd to sleep with a bass so rich and sweet, crooning soft and low.
He always sings
raggy music to the cattle as he swings, back and forth in the saddle on a horse.
Pretty good horse.
Who was syncopated, gaited, such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear the fella's gun, because the owl hoots all know. Well, he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' buckaroo from New Mexico, Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Every Sunday in his Sunday clothes, he beat it to the village where he always goes. And every gal in town was Joe's, 'cause he's a ragtime bear. When he stepped out on the dance hall floor, the cowgirls gather from near and far, 'cause he knew all the spins and twirls. His boots were light as air.
He always sings
raggy music to the cattle as he swings, back and forth in the saddle on a horse.
Pretty good horse.
Who was syncopated, gaited, such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear the fella's gun, because the owl hoots all know. Well, he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' buckaroo from New Mexico, Ragtime Cowboy. Talk about your cowboy, Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Well, we had a little ukulele and washtub and harmonica on that song, the new ragtime Cowboy Joe, Sid Houseman, and Washtub Jerry. Next up is Barbara Nelson singing Everlasting Hills of Oklahoma. She is a treasure of Oregon, but in this case, she's going to sing about Oklahoma. Here we go. It's from her album, The Gift.
The everlasting hills of Oklahoma, they hold a million treasures to be found. Golden grain on hills of green, wave to valleys cool and clean. Too bad some folks have never seen the everlasting hills of Oklahoma. The everlasting tales of Oklahoma are told in clouded statues in the sky. Pioneers who long have gone, their wagon when thunder peals and falls upon the everlasting hills of Oklahoma. The everlasting fame of Oklahoma will live in names of men she claimed her own. Some were right and some were wrong in history's pages, prose and song. Oh, hail them now, for they all belong to the everlasting hills of Oklahoma. Everlasting fame of Oklahoma will live in names of men she claimed her own. Some were right and some were wrong in history's pages, prose and song. Oh, hail them now, for they all belong to the everlasting of Oklahoma.
Barbara Nelson, Everlasting Hills of Oklahoma. This next one is called Line Shack Blues, and it's a classic Western song about the rugged solitude of the remote cabins that cowboys would go house in when they were up there doing their thing during the long, cold winters. This is Line Shack Blues by Three Trails West.
Thank you. Way up in the mountains by the timberline, there's a rundown shack that you can barely find. It's got a few provisions for a man can use, but there ain't a thing to drive a widow's life shack blues. With promises of springtime and a winter's pay, my foreman sent me here, and here is where I'll stay. He told me of the peace and quiet and the view, but he never said a thing about the Line Shack blues.
Ooh, I'm all alone up here where the zephyr and the gray wolves moan. Ooh, it's lonesome too.
A man could lose his mind from those old Line Shack blues. Just about as bored as a man can be. I'm getting mighty tired of my own company. I told me every story that I ever knew. One-sided conversations got the Line Shack blues.
Ooh, I'm all alone up here where the zephyr and the gray wolves moan. Ooh, it's lonesome too.
A man could lose his mind from those old Line Shack blues. Maybe somehow that it's worth it all, if I can only make it to the April thaw. I tell you, partner, there's one thing I know is true. I'm never coming back to these old Line Shack blues.
Ooh, I'm all alone up here where the zephyr and the gray wolves moan. Ooh, it's lonesome too.
A man could lose his mind from those old Line Shack blues.
I'm all alone up here where the zephyr and the gray wolves moan. Ooh, it's lonesome too.
A man could lose his mind from those old Line Shack blues. A man could lose his mind from those old Line Shack blues.
Line Shack Blues by Three Trails West. Well, the clocks in the studio are reminding me that it's time to wrap up, get close to wrapping up today's episode of Cowboy Tracks. Before we go, let's hear Blue Bonnet Days in Texas by Dennis J., and then we'll finish with a Sid Hausman instrumental called Panhandle Rag. So check your horse's shoes or perhaps your vehicle's tires before heading off today, and have happy trails.
Bonnet days in Texas, sleeping in this old boxcar, looking for work town to town. Memories never far from my mind, a nickel in my Stetson, a dollar in my shoe. Blue bonnet days in Texas, so lonesome for you. Yodelay, olay, olay. Blue bonnet days in Texas, their beauty thrills me so. Season always horses, so sad to see them go. Cowpuncher is my trade. Sometimes I write a little tune on my old guitar on a summer night under a lone star moon. Yodelay-o, lay-o, lay. Thank you for being so nice.